Sean Kavanagh, a disappointing night for Ireland, even though you fought extremely hard.
We did. We knew we were playing against a tough Australian team. What disappointed us probably the most was the slow start. You know, okay, it's a cliche, but we knew we wanted to try and set the pace of the game, and we didn't do that. The Australians got the run on us, and we almost looked as if we were fearful in the first quarter. Our kicking was poor, our decision-making was poor, particularly in the front half of the field. The most annoying thing was that all the stats were saying that we were winning the marks, we were winning the kickouts, we were winning the possessions. We just couldn't get it together up front. We looked panicky in terms of our decision making. We were doing things we weren't normally doing. At half time, we come in and we all discussed it and we decided we would go out the second half and play hard, but play Gaelic football, play what we're used to, play off the shoulder football. Take the decisions we'd normally take, whether we're in Clonus or Castlebar or Parker Inn in Cork. So we did that, and you know, we started to all of a sudden claw it back, but it was just too little, too late.
10 points the difference in the end, just a couple of scores in it.
Yeah, and particularly, you know, the goal chances, we had a couple of goal chances that if they had gone our way, okay, we kicked a number of behinds which should have been overs as well. But the goal chances in this game, if you can get 2-3 goals, history has told us that it'll win most series. But you know, to go in at half time 30 odd points down was really disappointing, and that was probably where we lost the game. We were too slow out of the blocks, and our kicking was too poor. And by the time the fear factor went at half time, we said, "Look, you know what? Forget about it. Throw the kitchen sink at them. Play the football the way we know to play, and forget about trying to compete with them and the things they're good at." And whenever we did that, we competed the best, which shows that we can compete with the best that Australia can throw at us. But I said it was just we ran out of time.
Is it frustrating that there isn't a second test? There will be talks tomorrow about the series and its future. Would you say that, you know, there has to be two tests?
I think so. You know, coming all the way across the world, particularly for one test. We leave here tonight knowing that we didn't do ourselves justice, and if we hadn't had another game possibly in a week's time or in 4 or 5 days' time, I think that sort of fear factor and a few of the problems we had probably could be ironed out, but you know, unfortunately we don't have that chance. And I think for even if it was only 3 or 4 days between the tests, to come all the way out here for one game is probably not the right thing to be doing, but I'm sure the administrators will look at that in both sides, and hopefully we'll get it sorted out for the years to come.
Is it back on, do you think this has saved the series or revived it or whatever? I know it's very tough to answer immediately after the full time when Ireland have lost, but that's what people are saying in the immediate aftermath.
I think whenever you look around the excitement around this stadium and the noise around this stadium, you know, the noise at times there was akin to an Ulster final played in Clonus or a Leinster final played in Croke Park there today, and you can see the excitement on the kids' faces. And look, that's part and parcel of what it is. There's an awful lot of Irish out here, and you can see they want to see the Michael Murphys, the Aidan O'Shea's, the stars of Gaelic football coming out here and playing football. So as well as being a competitive competition, it's also an opportunity to display our games on an international level and to support the Irish abroad. And I think we've done that tonight. We've achieved that, but unfortunately the result just didn't go our way.
Hard luck, and thanks for talking.
Thank you.